97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. He's taking a couple of well-deserved days off to hang out on the golf course. I mean, I could lie to you, but that's the truth. But he comes back on Monday. I promise he'll return on Monday. Always having a good time with some of my favorite people in the radio business. Another one of the people I've loved talking to for years, Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. So let's talk about two things. I want to start with this brief that the Federation for American Immigration Reform has filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals. The idea that we even have to talk about illegals getting out of jail or detention and then, you know, waiting until their case, you know, is processed before they're having to go back in is ridiculous. I mean, this should be an automatic situation, correct?
It should be. The law is pretty specific. It says that if you are entering the country illegally or you're caught in the interior of the country illegally, you will either have to be detained or put back across the border. So the law is pretty clear on this. And, you know, the fact that the Biden administration wasn't doing that was the impetus for this mass rush of people to come across the border. They knew that under the Biden administration, they'd be processed and released probably within 24 to 48 hours, given a court date sometime in the 2030s, and they'd get to stay here. Maybe they disappear. Maybe they find some other reason. But this is the way it is supposed to be. You can't let people in en masse. We had some 10 million people cross the border illegally under the Biden administration, and now they want us to get rid of them one by one. That's gaming the system to a point where, you know, heads they win, tails we lose.
Yeah, because they're saying that they're entitled to a bond hearing and possible release into this country pending the removal. I mean, like you said, that completely goes against the way the way the law is supposed to be. It's crazy.
Yeah. And look, I mean, if we go through these case by case, we'll probably be talking, you know, 20, 30 years before any of them get to their day to on the bond hearing. So the fact is, the law says that if you are in the country illegally, you should be detained or put back across the border. And by the way, these people do have an option. They can simply say, you know what, I have no valid reason for remaining here in the United States. I'm going to lose my case. Rather than being held in detention, I'm going to voluntarily return on my own. And if you present it to them that way, a lot of people simply say, yeah, let's skip this whole process. Let's skip the detention. I'm going home.
You know, I have a former producer I worked with for years in radio who now works in the immigration scene. He's a paralegal now. And he said, you can't believe how many people who were trying to do the process legally through his law firm. He calls them now. They're gone. They've already gone back home to wherever they were from. They're not even around anymore. And to your point, you can easily leave if you want to. The door is always open.
Yeah. And, you know, the attraction under the Biden administration was that you could stay here for years and years. You'd get work authorization. Maybe you show up in 2032 for your hearing. Maybe you don't. But in the meantime, you're here. You're looking for other ways to make a claim to remain here in the United States. And that's what leads to these mass waves of people coming across the border. Spain just recently said, you know, we'll give everybody amnesty. And we saw what happened just in Spain a few weeks ago. Yeah. So we have to stop incentivizing people from crossing our borders illegally. Make it clear to them that if we catch you, you're going to be detained or you're going to be put back, but you're not getting released into the country.
Absolutely not. We're speaking with Ira Melman, Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark. The next story I want to talk to you about is a 42-year-old woman who apparently worked with a 19-year-old guy who was illegal, released by the Biden administration in 2024. He kills her in a vicious way in Virginia. Here we go again.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is an all too common story. And there's another example. Somebody who was caught entering the country illegally and released into the United States. You know, he's 19 years old now. Under the Biden administration, he probably came as an unaccompanied minor. He was probably one of the hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied minors that were released into the country. And the Department of Health and Human Services, which is supposed to track them, probably has no idea where he is until he wound up on a police blotter. But this is the sort of things that we're subjecting our own citizens to. And you've, now you have in Virginia a new governor and a new administration that has basically said they're going to refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. I have not heard that he had been previously arrested in Virginia and then released. But in another circumstance, he might very well have been one of the people that Virginia now just puts back out on the street and says, ICE, go find him yourself.
Yeah, one of the things that people forget, and I don't know if you know this, but I'm now doing a crime podcast. It's called Shameless Plug, Vegas Crime Files, okay? And I talk about with the people who were actually involved in the crime, the investigators, you know, that kind of thing, okay? It's firsthand stuff, not a Google script. And I did one a week or so ago, once again, Vegas Crime Files, about MS-13, because a friend of mine was chasing the MS-13 guys around, who three of whom were just convicted, as you may know, in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. And the things that they do to people, we don't even want to talk about here on a family show. Put it on the podcast, but pretty awful. But the main thing, one of the things that we talked about was how these people will come in here from other countries if they're illegally in here, and sometimes even legally here. When these gang members get over the border illegally, they're terrorizing their own community. So if you're from El Salvador, you're coming in, you want to be a gang member, you get recruited into the gang, whatever, you are basically hurting the people in your own community. Nobody wants to speak about that, because if you want people to be safe, immigrants, especially legal immigrants, you want them to be safe. You can't allow illegals to go back and forth across the border. And that's what they dealt with when they were chasing these guys around under the Biden administration, because they'd be out on Friday, back on Monday, and they couldn't get rid of them.
Right. Nobody wants criminal aliens living in the United States, especially violent ones who go around killing people. And as you're right. The people who happen to live closest, namely the people that share their ethnic background, they're the ones who are usually victimized. In many cases, these are people themselves who were smuggled into the United States and owe money to the gangs that got them into the country. So we're just creating a system here where people are being abused. We understand why they're coming here. And then once they're here, those same gangs terrorize them here in the United States or threaten to terrorize their relatives back home. So it's just a bad situation all around. And there's no excuse for it. And there's certainly no excuse for local governments that refuse to turn over these criminal aliens when they arrest them for other offenses. And very often they go out and commit other crimes, such as that poor girl in Chicago a few months ago. The Chicago police had arrested the murderer, put him back out on the street. And nobody is ever held accountable. That's the really sad part. None of these officials who make these policies are ever held accountable for these decisions.
Yeah, my friend was telling me about a young kid they talked to who was from El Salvador. Nice kid, lived in an apartment complex. They were just walking around the apartment complex, trying to be low key, just trying to get some information. The kid said, look, I'm working in a restaurant. I don't want to be a part of a gang, blah, 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 blah. He didn't tell them anything. And they killed him. The gang members that night picked him up, tortured him, and killed him. This young kid who was just trying to make something of his life in America, I don't know if he was legal or illegally here, but this is what happens. And if you supposedly care so much about these illegals and you want people to be able to come into the country, well, where's your compassion? It should be directed toward these people who are victimized by these illegal aliens in many cases.
Yeah, and we are starting to do that. I mean, the Trump administration has stopped the huge flow of people coming across the border illegally. They have slowed down the criminal gangs that not only smuggle people, but drugs and contraband into the United States. And now they are embarking on an effort to remove the people who are here from the United States. And of course, you have these local officials who, you know, they'll stand in front of Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey to defend the criminal aliens that they're trying to deport. You have the folks in Minneapolis all across the country in these sanctuary jurisdictions. You have supposedly responsible leaders, elected officials who are trying to keep these criminals in the communities where people don't want them.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Well, thank you for continuing the fight. Ira Melman, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Thank you, my friend. Always great to talk to you.
Great talking to you. Bye.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon.